I'd like to talk a little bit about overcoming the self-critical mind. All of us have an inner voice, and unfortunately for a lot of us, our inner voice is our harshest critic, dwelling on mistakes we've made, undermining our confidence, belittling our efforts. And right now, in this period of lockdown that we're facing, whenever we spend a lot of time alone, it's likely that our inner voice is amplified. So if our inner voice is very self-critical, this can be very painful. And quite possibly, being alone, being separated from friends and other positive influences we might have organized in our life, we might find it difficult to be maintaining the routines and structures that support our healthy habits of body and mind. And so maybe, you know, we find ourselves giving into cravings for food or indulging in distractions. And that can create an environment that self-critical voice feeds off, delights in, to push us down. One of the most beautiful meditations that we do, where we try to emulate Buddha, really, we try to view people through Buddha's eyes, view people the way Buddha would view people, is we try to recognize everyone as a future Buddha. We try to relate to the other person's Buddha nature. We don't get stuck on the superficial faults, but recognize those are not an intrinsic part of who that person is. In his book, How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe-la gives us the analogy of a gold nugget encased in dirt. And the gold nugget represents the intrinsic purity, the Buddha nature of the person, and the dirt, the delusions, the diseases of the mind that afflict them. And the point Geshe-la's making is it doesn't matter how deeply encased in dirt that gold nugget is, it itself is unsoiled by all the dirt that's surrounding it. And Venerable Geshe-la says, whenever we meet other people, rather than focusing on their delusions, we should focus on the gold of their Buddha nature. This will not only enable us to regard them as special and unique, but also help to bring out their good qualities. Recognizing everyone as a future Buddha, out of love and compassion, we will naturally help and encourage this potential to ripen. To anyone who has experience of doing this, of seeing the Buddha nature in others, knows how uplifting this meditation is, how it naturally awakens a warmth of heart towards others. It's such a beautiful meditation. In this chapter, where Geshe-la very clearly and beautifully describes this practice, he makes a point of encouraging us to apply this also to ourselves. Venerable Geshe-la says, we can also apply the above reasoning to ourselves, recognizing that our faults are really the faults of our delusions and not of ourselves. This prevents us from identifying with our faults and thus feeling guilty and inadequate. And it helps us to view our delusions in a realistic and practical way. So it's very easy to follow unhealthy habits of mind, to feel guilty and inadequate. And even sometimes we think that that's somehow there's something righteous in giving ourselves such a hard time for mistakes that we've made. But feeling guilty just identifies ourselves with those mistakes and makes it more likely that we will repeat them. If instead of following that way of being, We can train ourselves to relate to our own Buddha nature. Whenever we focus on ourselves, rather than dwelling on the delusions that are just temporary defilements on the surface of our mind, we can focus on the gold of our Buddha nature. This will help to bring out our good qualities. Recognizing ourselves as a future Buddha will naturally help and encourage this potential to ripen. Changing our habits of mind, in particular, is not quick and easy. But with practice, we can make such meaningful changes. We may have spent our whole life putting ourselves down, criticizing ourselves, feeling guilty and inadequate. But if we practice deliberately, consciously steer our mind towards this healthy view of ourselves, relating to ourselves as a future Buddha, relating to our Buddha nature, we will find all these good qualities start to come out. All of the healthy habits that we want to adopt will start to be easier and easier for us to follow. All these beautiful ideas of how we like to behave will become easier to implement because we're identifying with our potential rather than just binding ourselves to faults that in fact we want to leave behind.